Chapter 62. Charlie had experienced a breakthrough, and with it came a rapid improvement in his combative skills. Spells flowed fast and easy, even more so when he stopped trying to figure out why only those words were not altered at all by his translation spell. Apparently, the sounds were beyond translation, as Sir Berood had said, so he finally just let go and accepted that fact. It was as if a mental block had been removed. The words controlling the power contained in his conus were connecting with the magic imbued device with increasing ease, and his sparring sessions were ever improving. His spell arsenal, while still limited, was put to increasingly clever use. More often than not, he was keeping up with his gladiatorial comrades, matching them and sometimes even exceeding them in one-on-one combat. Part of that was due to his improved use of the magical device, but just as much was his physical fighting skill. It was one talent Sir Berood had him focus on with grueling exercises, often performed long after the others had retired for the day. "You are not from a naturally magic-wielding galaxy, Charlie," he told him. "Yes, you have the use of a conus, and one day you will be trained in the slop, and perhaps even allowed to attempt a claith, rare as they are. But at your core, you are not of this realm. Though you do appear to have some unusual power connection, I still cannot quite place. But I'm learning. I can cast spells proficiently now," he said, tapping the slender band of his conus. "Yes, you can. But what if your conus fails? What if you're suddenly left without magic to defeat your enemy? The others, they do not organically think in terms of strictly physical combat. For them, it requires conscious effort to transition, and that is a weakness. You, however, do not possess that flaw. I think it is precisely that which could see you become one of our greatest students yet. If the training doesn't kill you, of course."
"Well, yeah, there's that, naturally," Charlie said with a laugh, limbering up for his daily post-training training. "So tell me, sir, what would you have of me today?" The Wampa slowly untied his overcoat and placed it on the chair nearby. "Today, you fight me." Charlie kept his face calm, expressing none of the sheer panic that had flooded his veins at the utterance of so simple a sentence. "You fight me." Words that sent a blast of adrenaline through his body, and rightly so. Sir Berood was a legend, his skills second to none. He had used Charlie to demonstrate techniques plenty of times, but now Charlie was to face him in single combat. "I hope he was just kidding about the training killing me." Berood, he noted, had foregone his usual weaponry, leaving his slop and even his conus on the low table. He would be fighting Charlie as an equal, at least as far as magical assistance went. Unsurprisingly, that didn't make him feel much more confident. "Place your conus on the table, then let us begin." Charlie did as he was told, sliding the band from his wrist. It was strange. He had grown so accustomed to wearing it that he felt almost naked without it. Underpowered as it was, the device gave him a sense of confidence, knowing he could call on its stored power if the need truly arose. The pale Wampa shifted his center and seemed to almost fly across the soil with barely a movement, the force driving from his hips and legs as he planted a solid palm in the center of Charlie's chest, sending him toppling over backwards.
"Why didn't you block the attack, Charlie?"
he asked as his pupil rose to his feet and dusted himself off.
"Because I wasn't ready. I'd only just taken off my conus, so I thought, never think your enemy will abide by any archaic rules of decorum. You are engaging in combat, and someday it may be to the death. If you can achieve that end with a single stroke, even if it does not fit your sense of fair play, all the better. It would serve you well to remember this."
"I will, sir." Another flash of his pale hands, but this time Charlie twisted away from the blow, throwing a parrying block while launching his own counterattack. A low leg kick snapped out from his front leg. Berood easily avoided the blow, but Charlie felt his foot just barely graze the man's pants. This earned him a small grin from his master.
"Better," Berood said. "Now let us train in earnest."
For the better part of a half hour, Charlie was basically pummeled by the inhumanly fast Grand Master. He was, however, holding his own much of the time, despite the blows cascading off his body. A few months prior, and he would have been unconscious on the dirt in the first 20 seconds. Other pupils, as well as several of Sir Berood's teaching assistants, gathered to watch the contest, and with a feeling of critical eyes on him, Charlie dug a little deeper, pulling out all of the stops, calling up the unconventional combat tactics drilled into him all those years ago when he had been moving up in the ranks. He hadn't forgotten them, per se, but lack of use and the diminished physical capability that came with a more sedentary existence had pushed it from his mind. Now, with months of physical labor and martial training whipping his body back into peak condition, those old lessons came almost subconsciously as his hands remembered what his mind did not. Faster they went, the pale warrior's blows unrelenting. Charlie nearly kept up, but couldn't quite match his speed. Then, in a counterintuitive move, Charlie leaned into a blow rather than away from it, absorbing the impact in the manner of a Russian Systema fighter, using the recoil to launch his own flowing combination attack, both faster and more surprising than either had expected. "Enough," the Wampa said, stopping the exercise. Cerberud stepped back, a grin on his face where a dot of red blood spotted his pale lips.
"Oh my God, I'm sorry, sir," Charlie blurted.
Barud smacked him on the head with a laugh. "Do not apologize for striking your opponent in combat. I have suffered far worse, you know." The onlookers were murmuring amongst themselves. Charlie had landed a blow on the master. It was like a pigeon flying at Mach 1. It just didn't happen. And yet, somehow, it did. The smiling Wampa put his arm around Charlie and began walking. "You see what happens when you let your mind flow with your body."
"I think I finally do."
"Good. Now let us get something to eat. I know I could devour a full-grown Gramundi. Tomorrow we begin your next phase of training, so eat well. You'll need the energy."